Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
From last week, I started teaching us about engaging the power of prayer for the manifestation of destiny prophecies. Are we here together? Engaging the power of prayer for the manifestation of destiny prophecy. And I showed us different kinds of prayers, and I was still on that when I showed us the first kind of prayer, the prayer of what? Please, can we say it? I want you to follow me. Prayer of what? Thanksgiving. And I told you the power of thanksgiving, how God is excited. The Bible says that we should give thanks unto the Lord all ye land. Come before his presence with singing. Make his praise glorious. Say unto him, how excellent art thou in thy ways. By the greatness of your power, your enemies give up themselves. You are mighty. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for protection. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for the life that I live. Thank you for the everything that I am. Let all that have breath praise the Lord. I have breath, oh God, so I praise you. Now, thanksgiving. Thank you. You mentioned this. Thank you. You mentioned that. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my business. Thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I don't have a job. Thank you. In everything, give thanks. As you are thanking God that you don't have a job, you think God doesn't know you need a job? You know what you are telling him? Thank you, Father, because you can see. And he will say, yes, son, I can see. Don't worry. I know what to do. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Everything, we give thanks unto God. That's the first. And I said for you to engage your destiny prophecies to bring it to manifestation, you must be praying. The Bible says with all kinds of word prayer. All kinds. That's why I'm teaching you as much as I can. You probably will discover more in scripture yourself. Are we here together? Thanksgiving. So number two is what? Prayer of what? Alignment. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Keep me at the center of your will. Lord, I do not want to stray. Sir, no matter what you do on the face of planet Earth, if you are outside the will of God, it's a waste of time. Sir, it's a waste of time. It is a total waste of time. And what will bring you into the manifestation of your destiny prophecy is alignment. A step outside of divine alignment can be a step in destruction. The Bible says that as a bird strays from his nest, so is a man that has stepped out of his purpose. So is a man that has stepped out of his calling. And that's why you must be praying every day of your life. Jesus taught us to pray. And he said, whenever you pray, you say, thy will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. Thy will be done in my life. The way it is in heaven, let it be done here. Oh God, I stay at the center of your will. Keep me perfect in all your will. You have to pray to be at the center of the will of God. And whatever you know the will of God is in scripture, make sure you do it. Because that is also alignment. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here now. That is also alignment. Number three, petition and supplication. I told you where you petition, you place your request, you tender things unto God and say, Father, these things I need, this, that, I need, that. And God is saying, I will answer. That's what God said. You have not, either though you have not received. He said, because you have not asked. Ask so that your joy might be what? Full. So you have a right to make prayers of supplication and, you know, and petition unto God. Do you understand that now? Don't feel intimidated when you make that kind of prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. You need something, you need to talk to your Father. He said, how many of you, being evil human beings, know how to give good gifts to your children? He said, how much more your heavenly Father, will he not freely give you all things? Those that ask of him, will he not freely give us, including the Holy Spirit? Are we here together, church? Very good. Number what? Prayer of what? Prayer of deliverance. Yes, I told us about prayer of deliverance. You have to pray. It's Jesus Christ taught us in the prayer and the what do you call it now? The Lord's Prayer also. Lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver us from evil. Sir, you need deliverance from certain things. Deliverance from accidents. Deliverance from devilish attacks. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 91, I read that to us, is that not? Yes, he that dwells in the secret of the Most High shall abound in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and fortress. Lord, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. That is deliverance. He will deliver me. That means the devil is setting trap. Be sober, be vigilant, for the devil your adversary is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to do what? Deliver. If I want to escape it, what do I do? I pray and say, deliver me from what? Evil. I am delivered, oh God. As I step out today, I know that I am delivered from evil. In the name of Jesus, I am totally delivered. The angel of the Lord encamp around those that fear God and delivers them from what? Evil. As I move out today, the angels of the Lord encamp around me. I am protected. I am shielded. No accident, no evil will come near my place. This is how you pray, so that it is as you are praying this prayer that you even be alive to see the destiny fulfilled. Because if you don't pray, because the devil is everywhere waging war and doing all manner of things. Remember James in the Bible died, is that not? Then they were about to kill Peter. And the church started praying. And they were praying a prayer. They didn't know that the prayer they were praying was prayer of what? Deliverance. So because of that prayer of deliverance, heaven released an angel that went into the prison, brought Peter out, and he came to meet them in the house, knocked. They were shocked. They were shocked. They were shocked. I believe those guys were praying in tongues a lot, so they didn't even know. But even if they prayed understanding, they were still surprised to know that maybe Peter will come in the morning. That means something will happen. Herod will appear and say, okay, you know what? Let's forgive him. Since we killed this other one last week, let's not kill this one. But yeah, go back home. They believe God will answer them, but they didn't expect it. Can I pray for somebody in the way you don't expect? The way you don't expect that God will show up. The way you least expect that God will reveal himself to you. I pray may he show up for you in the name of Jesus. May God show up by surprise for you in the name of Jesus. God is bringing to you pleasant surprises. Surprises in this month of February. Surprises in this month of February, in the name of Jesus. The source you thought your help will come from, God can bypass them if they try to do anyhow, and he will still bring that help to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The man at the pool of Bethesda, when we're praying this morning, he thought that his help will come from the water, so he was always going to that place. 38 years he had gone to that water to wait for the water to be stirred, and anytime he tried, somebody who had another illness that was not to do with their legs would be faster. Imagine somebody who had illness with the hand, he's faster to run. But this guy's issue was on the feet. It was his weak point, and the solution to get, the way to get answer there is to walk on your feet. If he cannot walk with his feet, there's nothing to do. Even if they put him very close to the place, he said anytime he tried to get there, somebody else will go there. Then the Bible says, in that place laid a great number of impotent folks. Sir, he said multitudes. Multitude means that the blind, the maimed, the lame, the sick, the deaf. He says, go back there. Look at it now. A great number of impotent. And when Jesus saw him, go back a little bit now. Go back a little bit. Let's do this. Verse 4. Let's start from verse 4. Man, I sense an anointing in the house. Something is about to happen to somebody here. I sense an anointing that the angel of the Lord's presence is going to come and deliver a miracle to you in an unexpected manner this month. In the name of Jesus. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. Uh-huh. In these days, the Bible says, in this lay a great what? Multitude of what? Sick people. Example, blind, lame, paralyzed. They were waiting for the moving of what? The water. So their expectation of healing is the water. But they did not know that while they were waiting in front of the water of life was coming around. And the water of life showed up that day. And while all of them were there, they were not conscious of what was happening. Nobody's eyes was fixed on Jesus, because that was not where they were expecting their help to come from. So they were still looking at the water. But Jesus went close to a particular man. And he said, man, what would you have me do for you? Do you know that where you are right now, you can rise up? The other guys are still looking at the water. May your attention not be in the wrong place when the answer is at this other side. May God put you in the direction of the answer. May he open your eyes to see the answer. May he open your eyes to know the solution. In the name of Jesus. While they were looking at the water, waiting for the stirring of the water, this man was having discussion with the water of life. These ones were waiting for the water, but water came to meet this other man. They were waiting, but the water came. And while this man was standing where Jesus was standing, he asked him, he said, would you that I will make you whole today? And the man said, waiter, I don't have any man to put me in the water, because my expectation from healing is just this particular water. Can't you see everybody's facing the water? While everybody was facing the water, he was having a conversation with the water. It is an angel that will steer that one. The one who sends the angel to steer came by himself. Can I prophesy to somebody? God is showing up for you in a special way. God is showing up for your family in a special way. I say God by himself is about to visit you. God by himself is about to change your family story. God by himself is about to bring a lift to your destiny. In the name of Jesus. They were waiting for the water and they were looking there. And Jesus was having a conversation with that man. And he said to the man said, I have nobody. In other words, I don't have connection. I don't know who's going to pay my fees. I don't know who's going to send me abroad. I don't know who's going to make up the money for me. I don't know. I don't have any man. As I am like this, I'm just on my own. But listen to me. One with God is majority. One with God is what? Majority. While the man was standing there and they were having that deliberation, the Bible says the sick man answered and said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. I don't know how it has happened. You have seen many people get their own testimonies. faith. And every time you try, it didn't work. And sometimes you feel downcast and say, is it because I don't have faith? What exactly happened? But I think I had faith. God, who is the giver of faith and the one who deposits faith, he's stepping in a special way. He has seen that enough is enough for that situation. And I declare he's bringing your rescue. He's bringing your solution. He's bringing your help. He's bringing your deliverance. Let your amen sound like thunder. But while I tried to get into the water, he said another person will step into that water before me. Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. 38 years infirmity terminated. I don't know how long, I don't know how much, I don't know how you have fasted and how you have prayed, but I sense that there are certain people, long-standing issues were about to be dissolved here. There are certain people, long-standing issues will be dissolved in this meeting tonight. I speak by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the one who died and was raised again, the one that the grave could not hold, the one that conquered death and conquered hell, the one that made blind, see, lame, walk, deaf here. I speak by his authority and I declare every long-standing issue in your family, in your career, in your business, approvals that you have waited for several months and years, I declare they are delivered in the name of Jesus. There is answer now in the name of Jesus. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And it was on the Sabbath. The man was made well. He took up his bed and he walked. Why? Jesus Christ showed up for that man. Are we here together? And I'm sure he has shown up for somebody already. Listen, this prophetic word I gave is not for fun. Somebody's coming back to say, Pastor, Tuesday midweek service, you mentioned it. And my heart connected, my spirit connected. I prophesy by the Spirit of God. You are coming back with your answer. You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming back with your joyful. In the name of Jesus. You have heard people say, oh, Pastor said it that day and that it happened. And you have been saying, one day I will say it. Now you will say it. Believe on the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe on his prophets, you will prosper. I speak as a prophet of God and I declare that that testimony will not delay. That joy will not be aborted. That testimony will not be frustrated. In the name of Jesus. So there are prayers of deliverance that can help people. When you pray a prayer of deliverance, God shows up and he delivers. There's another one called intercession. Are we here together? What's the prayer of intercession about? People standing the gap for another person. That same prayer of deliverance, what the church was doing was interceding for what? Peter. Yes. So in the place of intercession, you determine what you are praying for. But the good thing about intercession is that you are not praying for yourself. So in intercession, you are laboring. You are laboring. And a laborer is worthy of his wage. Whenever you are praying for yourself, God answers your prayer. But whenever you are interceding, God rewards you for intercession, then answers your prayer. So it's double. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? So because when you stand in the place of intercession, you are taking the place of Jesus himself, our intercessor. And any person that God sees in that light, he sees you as somebody that is doing a serious work. Are we here together? So you can decide as brother and sister to intercede for your family. You can decide as husband and wife to intercede for your children. You can decide as, you know, partners in one way or the other and partner together to intercede for a particular person, to intercede for somebody. Sometimes the person you are interceding for might not even know. Probably saw a revelation of something wrong, negative, happened to a person. And instead of going to talk about it, you said, because I'm not even taking the glory to myself, let me just pray. And when you were praying, you just realized that on Sunday, the person came to church and was sharing the testimony and you laughed. People didn't know why you were laughing, but you knew you stood the gap. God drew your attention and you stood the gap. And I told us that how many times God had called our attention to certain things and we had to stand the gap and eventually God answers. Are we here together? Yes. That is intercession. And that's one of the prayers you pray for the manifestation of destiny prophecy. Because whenever destiny prophecy is frustrated, or you know somebody that you feel like, this person has stayed too long in this position, you want to intercede and say, God, I stand the gap for this man. I stand the gap for this woman. This lady has served you too much. This man has served you too much. I know you are a faithful God. Lord, I ask that you will show up. Is intercession. when we are praying for the saints, somebody in your community, you know that this person is a terrorist guy or a terrorist lady, you don't have to go and meet her. You just know that only this lady, today this one will drop her, tomorrow that one will drop her. You pass here, you see her, and she's just everywhere. Sometimes instead of looking at her and condemning her, it is not the right thing to do every time to condemn people. You can decide as a Christian to be on your knees in intercession and say, I know this girl's name. In my closet, I will settle this girl. And you say, God, before the end of 2024, I want to see this girl carrying her Bible. I want to see her walking the walk of faith. And all of a sudden, because of your heart, intercession comes from a heart of compassion. And whenever there is compassion, God always shows up. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Instead of cursing the person and saying, very, very dirty prostitute, this, and you are becoming holier than thou, why not intercede? God asked us, he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send him more laborers into the vineyard. So we are not called to condemn people. We are not called to talk them down. We are not called to make them feel useless. No, if you have been called, God is calling you to call others. That's intercession. You might be the one God will use to bring that person out of darkness. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Because you also don't know. Many of you are not aware that you came here by somebody's intercession. Oh, many of us are not aware. If you know that somebody had prayed for you one day at one time or the other, Peter was about to be messed up. Satan came and asked for Peter. Is that what the Bible says? And Satan came and he said, Jesus said, Satan has asked that he will sift you last week. As in, Jesus was very clear. In other words, like, he has asked, and what he asks is that, Jesus, give me Peter. I want to sift him as wheat. That's bad. That means Peter would have been messed up, disgraced, and embarrassed. He would have ended up in shame. But Jesus Christ said, Peter, I have prayed for you. In other words, I have taken the place of intercession. I have interceded that your destiny prophecy will be fulfilled. That you are the rock, and upon this rock, I will still build my church. That no matter what the devil does, it will not happen. So even when Peter denied Jesus, prayer was waiting for him in front. Even when Peter went back to fishing and he was fishing, Jesus came back. Because of the prayer Jesus had prayed ahead, he still showed up and said, Peter, lovest thou me more than this? Come out of this place and fulfill your destiny. I pray for somebody, by all means, anything that the devil has planned, by the hand of God's mercy, by all means, he will bring you into alignment. By all means, he will bring you into purpose. By all means, your life will not be wasted. By all means, your opportunities will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. By the mistake of Peter, Jesus went after him. Why? Prayer had gone ahead. Prayer is powerful, sir. Prayer is very what? Powerful. Don't joke with prayer. Don't joke with prayer. In this kingdom, prayer is fundamental. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Prayer is, so that's intercession. The next one I talked about was prophetic prayer, and that's where we ended. Is that not? Yes. I will not talk about it, because if I talk about it, we'll end again. So prophetic prayers. That's my strength of prayer. I like prophetic prayers. So let's go. The next one is spiritual warfare prayers. Yes. Spiritual warfare is the idea of battling against forces of darkness. We cannot see them, but we battle against them. It says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of walls, strongholds. Who plants those strongholds in your mind? Satan. Who is planting those things in your heart? Satan. He said, casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing them into subjection and captivity. So Satan is bringing an idea into your head that is not of God, that will negate your prophecy, that will rubbish your life. Then you stand the gap and say, no, I cast down that imagination. I do not belong to that place. In the name of, that is serious warfare. But the war is happening where? In your mind. The battlefield of the mind, many battles are won and fought here. If you cannot win in your mind, you may never win in life. Yes. And how you win is that you utter words. Casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. You bring them into subjection. Bring them into, why? Because they are raising their heads against the will of God, the plan of God. They are trying to make you do things you should not do. The imagination is coming to push you into what God does not want you to do. Push you into the place that God has not ordained that you should be. God says what you must do is to do what? Cast down all imagination. That's warfare. And in order to show us that the warfare is very important and a part of our work, the Bible says resist the devil and he will do what? Flee. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6, he now starts showing us our weapons. That we, this thing is a battle. Are we here together? Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 11. Can you put it on the screen? I want you to take this thing seriously. Everything I'm sharing with you, I want you to please take it seriously. Because the Bible says, he that falls in the day of adversity, it is because his strength is what? Small. You will not fall. Yes. You will not fall. So you have to be equipped. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against what? This is a serious battle. that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Can you do TPT or another translation that will break it down? I want the English very easy for anybody to understand. It can be TPT. Yes. So put on the complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you do what? Fight against the evil strategy of the accuser. Uh-huh. Go ahead. It says, your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings. In other words, you get what I'm saying now? In other words, it is a combat. It's a hand-to-hand combat. But it is not with what? Human beings. He said, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold...
Kai.
There are evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. That means where the world is now. Many of us do not know that this is how Satan uses political leaders. A very good man that had good plan for the nation. Satan can infiltrate his thoughts. And when he gets there, he will not know why he's doing the opposite. And instead of us to be condemning and shouting, brothers and sisters, may we still pray. We still have to pray. I will pray until God decides to do something about our land. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their evil ways. One of our evil ways in this country is to turn from voting people who are wrong and voting those who are right. It's our evil ways. We have endorsed evil and it will torment people. If you allow evil, you will be under the oppression of that evil because you allowed it. That's one of the ways we must turn from our evil ways. If we see that this thing is not right, we'll say it is not right. The Bible says when you know what is not right and you say it is right, he said there is judgment on you. Turn from our evil ways. He said, because those forces, they hold people in bondage. Some people really, they even have a good mind, but a good heart initially. But as soon as they step in, the demons, the engagements, before you know it, this one has visited, that one is there. They now say there are contracts that people usually sign before they get here. In case you don't know, see the contract. Then by the time the person reads everything, hands down, if you take a man who is equipped, it will take a person who is helped in the place of intercession. As we're praying and we're standing the gap and we're saying, God, this thing must not go wrong. Our lives are here. Our businesses are here. Our family members are here. This is where, Lord, we stand as watchmen. The Bible says, I'll put watchmen over thy walls, O Jerusalem. They will not sleep. They will stay day and night until Jerusalem becomes a praise. There are some of you, one of the burdens that God has given some of you is national intercession. You know that every time you are angry about the things in this nation and your heart always wants to pray for the nation. It is a burden. You must arise to your place of intercession. Some people, your intercession is for people, for maybe women who are destitute and suffering, or men who are not filling their roles. Sometimes God puts a burden in your heart and gives you an assignment as an intercessor. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You must wake up to that assignment and stay there. Have set watchmen over thy walls, O Jerusalem. They shall neither hold their peace day nor night. They will make mention of the Lord. They will not keep what? Silent. Yes. What will happen if they don't? Go ahead, verse 27. And give him no rest till he establishes and until he makes Nigeria a praise in all the earth. Yes. If God has called you to that place, stay there. Any area God has called you, wherever you have burden, stay on that place and pray. Sometimes our complaining will not solve the problem until we do what is right. Does anybody get what I'm saying here? Yes. So you must understand these things. You must take your stand. You must be able to stand your ground and stay in the place of warfare. What people battle with when they are in authority is serious demons. Serious demons. Sir, serious demons. The Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. So you think that Satan is not smart enough that he should be throwing the arrow first at me. Don't you know how it will feel if you hear that a man of God has done so thing? You'll be embarrassed. All your strength of serving God will be messed up. So the devil always go for arrowheads. By one woman, sin entered the world. He said, by one man, sin entered the world. Men, be very careful. Many men do not know the value. They don't know their stand. They don't know where they are. They don't know what they represent. They don't know what it means when a child is growing up and sees a man serving God in spirit and in truth. Men hardly serve, but if you see a man that is serving God, forget it. A man that is serious. Women serve. Women are everywhere in church. No, I understand what I'm saying. If you call for crusades, women you see. If you call for anything, women. You call for prayer, women. Everywhere, women. Why? Because women, even the day Jesus Christ died, women went there first. Clap for yourself, women. Yes. But men... When Jesus died, what did Peter do? He went back to look for money, fishing. Money, that's what men are looking for. And that is part of the strategy of the devil. He said, you cannot serve God and what? Mammon. Is money bad? No, money is very good. But don't pursue money at the expense of God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. I want these things to sink into our hearts. Because God is going to raise certain people who will stand the gap. And you will bridge the gap. What your fathers could not do. Or wherever they stop. Some of you had fathers that tried their best and they did well. Wherever they stop, you will raise the standard. And you will do something that is 10 times and 100 times better in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Understand this. This is a serious warfare. Serious warfare. The Bible talks in the Bible about a particular woman in Revelation when she was about to give birth to a man child. Didn't you see what happened there? Revelation 12 was the 10. There, it said she was about to give birth to a man child. And while she was in labor, the devil was waiting. Waiting to see what she would give birth to and swallow it. Every time a child comes out to this world, the devil is waiting to see. Why is he coming? Why is she coming? Usually Satan doesn't even ask for the gender of a child, whether it's male or female. What Satan is asking for is, what is he here to do? Because there are some females that are more dangerous than men in the assignment. Females like Esther. Esther that will stand and say, if a man will not do it, I will do it. Are there Esther's here? Say, if nobody will stand, Barak, are you not going? He said, if we go, the praise will go to the women. And Barak said, okay. And Esther took on. Imagine a woman climbing a horse and saying, let's go for battle. And she entered there and God gave victory to the women. And they came back victorious. Listen to me. Listen to me. Everyone hear what I'm saying today. God is calling every one of us to take our stand. And guess what? Any person that refuses to take their stand, you are not irreplaceable. Nobody is indispensable. Nobody. See, if God has said that these children will go to the best school in the world and a man begins to misbehave, he will raise that woman, give her all the money, the children will go to that school. So, man, awake. We cannot allow the devil relegate our oil and our leadership mantle and bring us to the place of, you know, begging and struggling and just being under. No, we must take our leadership stand. Take your leadership stand. It's very important. And one of the ways you can assert your authority is asserting your priesthood in the place of prayer. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Are we here together? So spiritual warfare. He started telling us all our weapons. He said, can you go back to that place? Ephesians, let me do this fast. I'm really on this. He says, hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits holding this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides. So you are what? Protected as you confront, you see, warfare, as you confront the word slander, for you are destined for all things and what? And we do what? Rise victorious. I love this. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as the protective armor that covers your head. Holiness is not for fun. When we say be holy, it's a protective word. Armor. It covers your what? Head. Your head. It's covering your head. Your heart, rather. Guards your heart. And when holiness guards your heart, you know, every wrong thing starts from here. Every wrong thing starts from here. Holiness is guarding your heart. And when your heart is guarded, say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows all the issues of what? Life. If you win it here, you will win it outside here. Put on the belt. Everything is a put on and covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert. Then you will always be ready to share the blessings of what? Peace. In every battle, take faith as your wrap around what? Shield. For it is able to do what? Extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the... Is it to hear what Debbie said? 10,000 will fall at my left hand, 10,000 on my right hand, but it will not do what? Come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. That's a serious battle. Are we here together? 10,000 cannot be falling where you are sitting just in your room. No, he's giving an example of a man in front of a battle. And he said, 10,000 here, another one falls here. He said, but he did not come near me. With my eyes, I'm seeing the enemies drop one after the other, one after the other. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Any voice that is risen against you, any enemy that is standing against you, I declare for your sake, they will fall in the name of Jesus. Warfare, where you stand and you say, I don't like what is happening in this family again. And you call your siblings and say, we need to pray tonight. We need to pray this night. You don't like what you are seeing around your space. And you call your friend and say, please come. Let us pray. Join hands with me. Let's do warfare intercession. Then you begin to intercede. Whenever I want to get into warfare, I know the song I sing. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. And when I have taken that song, guess what? I position myself as a battle axe. And I put myself in the hand of the mighty man of war. And I say, God, with me now. Then I start commanding. I will not say, God, come and scatter them for me. I am the battle axe. I am in his hand. Are you getting what I'm saying here? A warrior is fighting with me. I'm not the one fighting, sir. A warrior is doing the fight. All he needs is a battle axe. So I position myself and say, hold me. Take hold of me and fight this battle. With me, crush the gods of my father's house. With me, stop the family patterns. With me, stop that devil. And I begin to declare his word. I begin to speak powerfully. It is the weapon that releases missiles, not the warrior. The warrior only holds the weapon. That's why you have to be loaded. Are you getting what I'm saying? A warrior will carry a gun, but the gun will not shoot itself. And if he shoots the gun and there is nothing inside, nothing will go out. That's why you have to be loaded. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let scriptures that attack also dwell in you. You begin to speak and you attack. And you say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment is condemned. I command you, devil, get out in the name of Jesus. I cannot be praying and say, God, God, where are you? Where are you? Come and help me. Come and help me. No, that's not prayer in this realm. He's already there. He's carrying it. I'm the one that I'll make myself flexible in his hand. I'll make myself useful in his hand. I'll make myself a sharp threshing sword. So that whenever God slays, Satan knows that he cannot escape it. Yes. You must position yourself as a child of God. This battle that we're fighting now, this battle is God standing as a warrior, holding you and doing the battle. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus, all battles that have come against you and your family, they are coming to an end in the name of Jesus. That battle comes to an end in the name of Jesus. You cannot explain what is happening. You don't know where the arrow is coming from. All of a sudden, it's as if all the children are sick. Maybe your husband is sick. And they call you this one. They call you that one. Everywhere. And it's as if the devil wants to blast your head with noise. Then you take up your shield and your buckler. You take your position as a warrior. And you begin to pray. You devil, I command you, loose your grip. Get out of my space. Get out of my family. I command right now, out of my life. Out of my children. Out of my marriage. Out of my business. Devil, get out. Must learn to wage war. Wage war. You think the devil will be smiling and allow you enter your possession? Never. He will not. So Paul told Timothy, say, Timothy, considering the prophecies that are gone ahead of you, he said, with them wage a good warfare. Watch a good warfare. Fight the good fight of what? Faith. In other words, you stand in the position of faith and say, I am fighting because I believe what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. I stand by that authority and I declare no devil can stop me. Warfare is real. You must learn to stand. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Warfare is real. You must learn to stand. Some people slept in the night and they shot arrows at them in the dream. That's why they didn't wake up again. Some slept. When they shot the arrow, they succeeded to wake up. They wake up with cancer. The world you live in is a spiritual world. Don't joke with it. Don't let anybody try to just say rubbish. People have stepped in places where they do business and they with normal legs and they came out and the leg became gigantic. And you are wondering what happened. Some people have sat in seats in the office and they sat on that seat and for the past 15 years, that's where they've been sitting because somebody has said you will never leave this position. Warfare. You need to learn how to rise and fight. You need to learn how to rise and fight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need to learn how to rise. When things are not happening, you need to rise. When things are happening and you just discover that I have stayed here too long, you need to rise. I have taken this nonsense too much. And you wake up as a warrior and say, enough is enough. That's how we fight. Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? Yes. find yourself in a territory and Satan is roping up all the souls. Roping up all the souls. Young men and women, destiny is being scattered and they will end up in hell. And I say, no, not when I'm alive. Not when Mavis is here. God, use me. I snatch them from the mouth of the vulture. You know how many times I pray those prayers? I snatch them wherever they are right now. I snatch them. They are coming into the glorious liberty of sons. In the name of Jesus, every darkness covering their eyes, I remove the veil of darkness. Light break forth. If our gospel be hid, it is him to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. You devil, call the God of this water, I command right now, lose your grip over them. Let light shine. Let light shine. I pray those prayers like that. And that's why from time to time, I am confident to make altar calls in church. And I know people will show up. Because light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. There are many people, they are not controlling themselves. The forces of darkness, you see what was there? It said bondage, holding men in bondage, holding nations in bondage. And what do we do? The Bible says, who wants to enter a strong man's house? We first enter and bind the strong man. And that is why when you want to wage warfare, you must tell yourself, I'm going there first to deal with the strong man. Don't go and start dealing with the fruits. Deal with the roots. If you cut it from the roots, that thing will not grow again. Many people in this work, faith work, they always deal with the fruits. That's why they have to do multiple deliverance. Deliverance one, deliverance two, deliverance three. The deliverance never ends. Why? They are cutting the fruits. It will grow again. If you understand the act of deliverance in this kingdom, you will deal with things from the roots. And establish your liberty in Christ Jesus. And tell the devil, you can't come here again. When you cut a tree and you put certain substance, like a banana tree, if you just chop it off, it will grow again, true of us. But when you discover the secret that you need to put salt within that place, will it grow again? No way. Some of us need to understand these secrets. Am I communicating? Yes. So there is warfare prayer. Number 9, there is prayer of confession and repentance. Now, in this kingdom, you repent. Whenever you sense in your heart that you have made a mistake, you have done something wrong, don't die in your guilt. Don't die in your shame. Satan wants you to be in that guilt. Satan wants you to stay there. If you are going to fulfill your destiny prophecy, you must wake up and say, Lord, I acknowledge my wrongs. A songwriter wrote a song and he said, Lord, we are sorry. We turned around and gone astray. Your trust for us, we have betrayed. Your power, we don't recognize. Your lordship, we have all despised. And we cannot pretend. We all now repent. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. There comes a time where you sense in your heart that it's a time to repent. You put on that position, that disposition, and say, Lord, we are sorry. If there is any area I have made mistake, or you are careful to know that area, and you say, God, I said this when I was supposed to say this. I acted like this when I was supposed to act like this. Oh, Lord, I am sorry. Forgive me. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by the blood of Jesus. And I declare, I am cleansed. I am forgiven. Sir, as soon as you have taken the prayer of forgiveness, you have received the forgiveness that Jesus has offered, all of a sudden, it's as if there's a refreshing upon you. You feel refreshed. But if you allow the devil to put you in bondage and condemnation, and he'll say, stay there forever. And people will stay in their guilt, stay in their shame, and they forget that there's no shadow he won't light up. A mountain he won't climb up coming after you. No matter what you have done, always run back to the master. And stay with him. He's building you. He's making something out of you. One day, the things that used to cause you to fall, they will not make you fall again. Because each time as you are beholding him, you are gaining strength. You are beholding him, you are gaining strength. The problem with people is that when they fall, they are not asking, what am I supposed to do to fortify myself again so that I can grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus? If you keep falling and rising and falling and rising and you are not engaging the word of God and prayer with the community of sin, like, you will continue to fall and over again. And you'll be a babe for a long time. And babes cannot get their inheritance. Babes cannot fulfill their destiny prophecy. Only sons. Unto us a child is born. But only a son is given. So you must rise from being a babe to becoming a son. And God is saying, every time you confess your sin and acknowledge, he's faithful and just. Kai, to forgive us. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He said to little children, he said, your sins are forgiven. No, he says to the adults, you have overcome. So what you must do is grow from your sins are forgiven to what? You have overcome. Kai, what a level. Where God is looking at you every day and he's not seeing somebody every time. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong. I've said it. You must learn to do that. But God wants a time where he will always come. And when he comes to you, you are saying, thank you, Jesus. You can't even remember the last time you are confessing or doing anything. You are always in the Holy of Holies, enjoying fellowship, enjoying communion. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. So I want to charge us to understand that dimension of prayer. The next dimension of prayer is the prayer of guidance. Guidance. Prayer is the type of prayer that you ask God for wisdom and direction to know what to do. Wisdom and direction. You want to know what to do. You want to take a step in your career. Don't just run. The Bible says, and Isaac went and he prayed and he said, God, everybody was moving out of the land and there was famine. And at a point, God told Abraham to leave because there was famine. But Isaac did not say, because my father left, I must left. I must leave rather. Isaac had a personal relationship with God. Are we here together? Isaac had a very personal relationship with God. So when the father left because there was famine, when the famine came again, Isaac did not carry his bag and start running. No, Isaac stayed in that land and he consulted God. He said, God, am I supposed to live here? Is there anything I'm supposed to be doing here? And God said, stay in this land. And the Bible says, in that year, Isaac sowed and he reaped a hundredfold. The man became great. He continued to be great until he became very great. Why? He sought divine guidance. When you want to make a choice for your career, do you seek divine guidance? When you want to make a choice for where you are going to establish your business, do you seek divine guidance? You want to make a choice concerning who to marry, do you seek divine guidance? I've been sitting on Sunday, is that not? Or you're following emotions. Say, I'm in love. I'm in love. Forget that thing. You have to seek divine guidance. There are some people you marry, your life will fly. There are some people you marry, you shut down. Sometimes the people are not bad, but they have not recognized anything. They are not mature. They've not grown. That is why we are charging everybody to grow. As a lady, if you are entering a man's life, what are you coming in with? If all you come in with is eyelashes and eyebrow and feather on your eyes, it cannot last. The same thing with men. If what you are trying to show a woman is that you have a fine grammar to speak and you just show a big chest, listen, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual. Somebody might have no chest and it will knock down somebody that has bigger chest. So in this kingdom, it's good to have chest, but have chest, physical and spiritual. And peradventure, you don't have physical, still have spiritual. Are we here together, church? Yeah. So you must learn to pray prayer of guidance. You need guidance. A songwriter wrote a song, said, abide with me, fast for the evening tide. Oh, darkness sticks nearby when others spill and others help of the helpless, Lord, abide with me. You need guidance. You need guidance. You cannot, this world that we are in, there are a lot of traps. Satan sets left and right. And that's why you say, God, guide me. Lead me in the way that I should go. This is a prayer that you must learn to pray consistently. If it aligns with the same prayer that Jesus Christ taught, he says, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. So it is a build up. It's a build up. Are we here together, church? Yes. You can decide to pray what we call the prayers of divine blessings. And you always hear me say those things every time. I come out and say, I am blessed. I'm a blessed man. The blessings of God upon my life. I just pray blessings. I'll just be saying that blessing upon myself. I am blessed. I am too blessed to be cursed. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of Abraham upon me. I have the blessings of the loins, the blessings of the fruit of my lips. In the name of Jesus, my body is blessed. My mind is blessed. My heart is blessed. I speak the blessings of God. I keep declaring the blessings of the Lord over my life. I declare it very well. Because many times we use our mouths to falter. We fail when we speak negative things. I'm tired. I am weak. My life is about to leave me. It's not easy. Life is hard. So all those things that you have said, you must come back to the place of prayer and undo them by saying, I am blessed. I'm a blessed man. Things are working for me. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. When I lay my hands on things, they prosper. The blessings of God is upon my hand. Nothing dies in my hand. Are we here together? Always speak to your body. Speak to your body very well. Always speak. Everything that comes out of me is what? Blessed. My seed, they are blessed. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual children are blessed. My biological children are blessed. My marriage is blessed. My finance is blessed. My health is blessed. Always declare the blessings of God. Very important. Why? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Yes. Yes. For time's sake, I'm going to take this. I'll teach you this pattern of prayer. You find other things in it. Then I'll try to close. Listen. There's a prayer you call praying with the Bible. Now, you are not praying with words that you know. You are carrying the Bible. So you pick certain scriptures and you want to use them to pray. That means maybe you are building up your capacity to memorize scripture. And because you cannot fly with many scriptures that you have memorized, you sit down and draft those scriptures. So you write scriptures on divine healing. You write them down, or you Google them, copy and paste them into your notepad on your phone. Then you start praying with it. You start praying. Because as I'm doing these things now, some of you think it's magic. How can I be quoting all these things? When will I know? Plenty of things. These things, we started quoting it when we were small. It has entered our spirit. It has stayed inside of us. So some of us who did not start like that, it might be difficult to start memorizing Bible at age 50. But if you can't start, there's no time that is late to do what? Start. But at worst, if you have not memorized it, go to Google and ask Google, scriptures on divine guidance, scriptures on divine healing, scriptures on, you know, career breakthrough. Let it give it to you. Then when it give it to you, you start holding, you carry it and you start praying with it. I am a tree planted by the rivers of water. You start personalizing it. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaf will not wither. And whatsoever I do prospers. Then you turn it to prayer point again. I am a seed planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaf will not wither. Whatsoever I do prosper. You look again. Again, what I'm saying now. The path of the just is a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. It shines brighter and brighter. My path is shining. You must learn how to pray with scriptures. When you pray with scriptures, it is also another way not to pray amiss. Because you are taking God's word and giving it back to him. But beloved, tonight I show you a more excellent way. Praying in tongues. Kabana kabaya. More excellent way. Paul said, let me show you a more excellent way. The excellent way that does not fail. Where you are releasing intercontinental missiles. If it is warfare, it is there. If it is prayer of blessing, it is there. If it is prayer of direction, it is there. If it is prayer of guidance, it is there. If it is prayer of faith, it is there. Whatever it is, rapam baba nagabaraba, eskapai papa nadeleba, rua yagabadagaba, elika boska paida, meneneko shakabarate, emenegezwate, eliambradina, rabababababa, meneko sobaraite, embaliande brenegezusa, panaide ruata, emeneko sopata, ebaba abadeata, beriska branata, Rekos kapaide, eleberusha, managa barushka, ekradede, meliga boska, babai babande, eruana kabara, ribabaye, ekozabanande, rabanento, meniande ruasha kapaya, eroska babaide, melihande ruata ambadiana, shogadegadegadegadegade, ragagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag That is family, Judah. I do a shock. I believe you. I do a kill. Men I shall do a kill. I shall men a do a kill. Men I shall do a kill. I do a shock. I believe Judah. Sometimes you don't know what to pray again. He said the Spirit helps our infirmity. We do not know what we pray or where we ought to pray. I am short of words. I cannot express myself. Sometimes in tears, sometimes in joy, sometimes in laughter, sometimes in pain. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, we're about to wrap up. Hear this. The Bible says, listen, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue, howbeit he speaketh mysteries unto God. So I want to speak things 20 years into my future. I want to rearrange my life 15 years in, 30 years in, and I cannot find words because I have not been to tomorrow. But for me to travel into the future, I take on the language of the Spirit. I take on the language of the Spirit. Then I begin to travel into the future. I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. child of God, the devil will tell you you cannot. If you are born again, you can pray in tongues. If you are born again, the Holy Ghost is inside of you already. And you can pray your way. You can clear your path. You can refine your steps. You can redirect your destiny. You can change the pattern of things in your family. Pressing on the upward way, you hide something every day. I'm still praying. I'm upward bound. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Dream, and you saw that somebody close to you died, but you don't know what to pray about because you don't know whether it is physical death or not. Then you write the person's name and you put your hand. I don't know the prayer point, but I know your name. I don't know the prayer point, but I know I saw you. I don't know the prayer point, but I know you were revealed to me. Then I begin to bargain in the realm of the spirit. I begin to transact in the realm of the spirit. I begin to buy back the person's soul. You saw a picture of your mother, of your sister, of your brother. You cannot explain why they were in a bad condition in that dream. But you don't know the prayer point to pray. Howbeit, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaks mysteries unto God. The Spirit himself helpeth our infirmities. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought to. Then you begin to groan. So you are praying in tongues and that spirit drops. That song drops. Then you sing the song. As you sing that song for a while, you get back to work. Then as you are praying in tongues, another song comes. You sing it again. You get back to work. As you are praying in tongues, a scripture drops in your mind. You begin to quote it. You quote it. You shout it. You get back to tongues. As you are praying, a thought comes into your mind. You analyze it in understanding. Then you get back to tongue. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Listen, we're about to close, but I'm teaching something very powerful. Listen, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, get ready, because as you are going home now, in the night, my uncle, he will not believe anybody when they talk about speaking in tongues. He will never agree. Then one day, he was reading the Bible in his room, Acts chapter 2. As he started reading, the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he had read that thing before, but it didn't make meaning to him. And anytime they talk about tongues, he will not criticize it. But he knows that he has not entered there. But he believed that one day he was going to enter. That was his level of faith. And as he was reading it, Rakapanema, he was reading it. As he was reading it like that, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together with one accord. Like a rushing mighty wind, the Spirit of God came upon them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. And that's how it started. The wife could not enter the room to stop him. Nobody could control him. After that day, the tongue did not cease, and he kept on like that. Move from glory to glory. Why? It was an encounter. Somebody's going to have an encounter this week. Some of us, you have been speaking a particular dimension of tongue. You have been staying on two syllables, three syllables. You have been at a level, but there is going to be an overflow. For out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. As the river flows, it begins to bring every dead thing to life. The life is a river. So let it flow. In the next 3-5 minutes, there'll be an eruption of the Holy Ghost here. Make sure you are focused and pray. If you cannot pray, jump yet. Just say, Holy Ghost, invade me. Holy Ghost, invade me. Holy Ghost, invade me. Holy Ghost, invade me. I see fire coming upon people. I see the power of the Holy Ghost resting upon you. Yes. 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 1, 2, 3.
Pray, child of God, pray. Men always also
devil will show you a bad dream. You see yourself at the sex in the dream. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray in the Holy Ghost. I remember getting the bush. Glorious destiny. Every battle that you have tried to fight, but you cannot fight alone. Today, I stand in my position as an apostle and I speak by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Every battle stronger than you, every battle you have not been able to cross the line, I declare right now, the battle over your health, over your rising, over your manifestation, over your carrying your baby, over your fruitfulness, over your productivity, I command right now, that battle comes to an end in the name of Jesus. Comes to an end in the name of Jesus. Comes to an end in the name of Jesus. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Regardless of the darkness around, upon you, the light of God shines brightly. Upon you, the glory of God is revealed. Enter the next level of your destiny. Enter the next phase of your rising. Strange dreams that demoralize you, weaken you, and make you feel like all your efforts are wasted. I declare from henceforth, every access and channel that opens up that realm of negative dreams, I shut it down in the name of Jesus. Press into your glorious liberty. Press into your glorious liberty. You are here in this service tonight. You say, Pastor Mavis, I've not accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you. Now listen, as I'm praying for them, every other person, I want you to lift up your voice and in a very simple and humble way, begin to give God thanks. You don't know what has happened now. Listen, many of us are not aware of what has happened, but I know I want you to give God thanks. The reason is because you will start sharing the testimonies this month. You will start seeing the signs, even in your dream from this night. What knocked you down before, you will see yourself in the dream standing over that thing. You will know now that your victory has been established in the name of Jesus. While you lift up your voice to give God thanks, if you are here and you have not accepted Jesus in your heart, can you quietly raise your hand up? I'm going to pray for you wherever you are. I want you to raise your hand confidently, boldly, and gladly. You want to accept Jesus into your heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in today. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Let your hands be raised and say these words after me wherever you are. Can you say it after me? Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. Almighty Father, I believe that you are my God, my King, and my Redeemer. I come to you today. Now and forever, I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Now listen to me. We always engage in prayers. Morning prayers, 6 a.m. to 7 every morning. That is for every person, every member of the church, their family members. You tell everybody to connect. Then you want to pray certain prayers that help you build depth and capacity. Sometimes without prayer points, we'll stretch and pray in tongues for 1 hour. Some other times, I could give prayers in understanding and we'll be praying like that. Sometimes we're interceding for souls. Sometimes we're interceding for our own spiritual capacity building. Midnight prayers by 12 to 1. Any night you come online, if you come by 12 and you don't meet us online, hold on. Most likely maybe network or something, but we'll always be online by the grace of God between the hours of 12 and 1 a.m. I want you to have, one of the things we do here is to create an atmosphere that will let your spiritual life thrive. We have drawn into prayer structures. We have drawn into teaching the word of God like this. We have discipleship classes. Everything is designed for your growth. Everything is designed for your profiting. And I pray no one will be left out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.